Few thoughts with you, which I hope can be beneficial. We definitely live in challenging times, and if we think that our lives are challenged, the lives of our children are even far more challenging. Therefore, whatever we can do, whatever we can think of, whatever we can focus on to help them to cope, I don't think we're going to remove the challenges, but to cope with the challenges and to survive them is certainly something that's very, very beneficial. And I think that as parents, we have to keep in mind that ultimately, we are responsible for our children. And even if we're responsible enough to make good choices to send them to a school that we could feel confident that they will get a strong, positive, a passionate chinuch. But ultimately, there are children, schools, teachers, rebbeim have many students, and these are our children, and we can better focus on them. We're strongly motivated, both genetically and emotionally and socially. And therefore, we have to have that sense of responsibility. And there are certain things which I think can truly help our children cope and deal with the challenges of our generation. One of the most important things is that our children today have to be happy. If they're not happy, and they are prone to trouble all around, almost from anything. Happiness, we know, is defined as a sense, osher is a very high level of happiness, defined as a sense of validation, feeling good about ourselves. We must make sure that our children feel good about themselves. Now, parental love helps because love says, why do you love me? Oh, because I must be worthy, I must be good, I must have qualities. But parental love is not strong enough when it comes to validation. Yeah, you're pre-programmed, it's genetic, you're my mother, you're my father, of course. It isn't as validating as it might be. But parental respect, believe it or not the respect that we give the parents, the respect that the parents show for their children is extremely validating. Why do my parents respect me? Why do they respect my opinion? Why do they respect my time? Why do they respect my space? Why do they respect my feelings? That sense of respect engenders that sense that, hey, I must be worthy. They must hold for me. They must think I'm very, very choshuv. And that's extremely important, that sense of making them feel good about themselves. And I always like to say that when we make someone happy, we make someone feel good about themselves, we have entered a position of enormous, enormous influence on their lives, because we are so critical to maybe the most important quality of their lives, which is feeling good about themselves. I think that it should be mentioned that we no longer live in a generation where children take their parents' love for granted. In the olden days, I remember as a kid, I felt my parents lived for their children. That was their whole life. Today, most children will tell you, I wish my parents would let me live. And they don't have that sense of confidence in how much we really care for them. And it might be shocking to you. Well, it was shocking to me to hear a parent say, oh, I love my kid, I just don't like him. I've heard it numerous times. I think there are times when we could all identify with that, but it's not going to give them the strength, the security, the stability that they need in order to face the challenges and the difficulties of life. I think in that same vein, we have to be very, very, very careful about criticism. Criticism takes away any measure of self-worth and validity that I have. Now, we have to teach our children. We have to guide them. We have to teach them the difference between right and wrong. But criticism is very harsh. Criticism, Yaakov Avinu tells his son Reuven that he apologizes on his deathbed and says, I didn't reprimand you before for something that you did many years ago because I was afraid you would leave me and join with my brother Esav. Yaakov certainly knew how to give reprimand in the softest way possible. And his son Reuven had already done tshuva for what he had done wrong. And he was such a tzaddik. And he's afraid he's going to leave him? That's on a deathbed, I guess it's easier to deal with. To join with Esav? Criticism can be devastating. And when it has to be given, it shouldn't be given at the time. It should be given at a different time. And it shouldn't be given as criticism. It should be given as teaching and showing and explaining, something that we have to be very, very careful about. And because we do, in fact, love our children, despite the fact that they may not be so certain, it's very difficult sometimes to withhold the criticism. And we all know that a criticism given in anger loses any effect whatsoever. Just something to keep in mind. We want our children to go in a certain derech. We want them to follow in the main, in the general direction, and maybe even a specific direction that we are living, that we have dedicated our lives. And getting them to do so, especially in such a challenged world, is oftentimes very, very difficult. And one of the things that's critical to accomplish that is they have to see the happiness that we have in our lives. They have to see that a life of Torah, a life of Yahadus, a life of Yiddishkeit, a life of Torah and mitzvahs, that's a life that brings us true happiness. In fact, as important as happiness is, passion, excitement is contagious. And when they see that, but if they see it's a schlep, and if they hear, like the previous generations in the early part of the last century when they came to this country and their children heard all too often, oy, it's so hard to be Jewish. It's schwer zu sein Yid. It's too much. Nobody wants the hardship. Nobody wants difficulty. They have to see that we enjoy it, that we relish it, that we love it, that we're passionate about it. That passion, that happiness, those emotions are contagious. Something that we have to, and if we wish to enhance, and if we wish to help and participate in the chinuch experience that they are having in yeshiva, then we certainly have to be careful to give them that sense at home, so that the total picture that they have is one of something that's going to make them happy in life and to be excited about it, which can make all the difference in their level of commitment. I think it's very important, and it goes without saying, and sometimes it's difficult, to be very encouraging of the work, the learning, the message and the behavior that they are being seen and that they are being asked to participate in the yeshiva. When children feel that there's a tug of war, but there's differences, even slight differences, and we're not like a yad achas, we're not united, the mesifta together with the home, with the parents, with the rebbeim, with the teachers, we're all on the same page, then they will take the slightest little crevice and wiggle in between and end up doing their own thing, which can be antithetical to everything that all of us want for them. So it's very important, communication, meetings like this, communication between parents and on whole of the yeshiva, between parents and rebbeim and teachers, is very important. And in that sense, we get a better sense of who we're dealing with. We can join hands together, so to speak, to be on the same page. And when we're all moving unitedly and supportingly in the same direction, the results can be all that more positive. One of the hallmarks, and there are many, of this Masifta, and of, in general, the programs that we are involved in, is training students to learn how to learn, to learn how to think. It's not about information. Today, information is available. It's out there. In fact, the day seems to be approaching when we're not going to need so many bookshelves for Sforim, because they're all available on the various programs that print them out beautifully. You don't have to walk around with a whole book. You can carry one page that you're studying or two, and so it's not about information. It's about how to understand that information. It's about thinking. It's about challenged thinking. So therefore, we should look more at the benefits that they're getting and how they are growing in their ability to learn, in their ability to think, in their ability to analyze, in their ability to delve and resolve problems, rather than in how many pages they have studied, they have covered, or they have been tested on. Something that sometimes it's a little bit hard, because we really can't measure the clarity or the depths of the tools that they have in learning. One thing that's very measurable is pages, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 20. But that should not be the measurement, because that's really not the goal. And that, I think, is also something that's very, 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 very important. I think that, and I believe that, one of the advantages that we have in Moisid, where the classes are small, is that they can forge personal, close relationships with Rebbeim. There's no substitute for a relationship with a teacher. Today, there are a lot of studies, but write-ups about people that turn schools around, even middle city schools, terrible, difficult situations. How? Just by greeting every student daily with a smile. In fact, the Gemara says that if you see a student whose learning was as difficult for him, koshe olav kebarzel, like iron, he couldn't get it. It because his Rebbe didn't smile at him. He didn't show him that warmth, and that warmth melts all resistance. So it's very important, that atmosphere, that relationship, that smile. When you smile at a large class, the smile is diffused amongst all the people. When you smile at a small group, you can actually feel that they're smiling at me. And that makes, I think, also a very, very big difference. Just another thing that I would like to mention, I really don't want to take too much of your time. It's very important, and at home it may be more limited, but hopefully in school it's something that they will be in a very positive way exposed to, understanding why we do things. The old-fashioned approach is, state geschrieben in the Torah. That's the way it is. That's what the Torah says. That's what you have to do. And unfortunately today, that's not a very popular answer to my questions of why this and why that and why I must do something else and so forth. And here, Baruch Hashem, they're exposed to, first of all, the ability, the right, the respect to ask questions, and then to receive answers. And the question of why is not, as my grandmother used to say, why is a crooked letter. Why is not a crooked letter. Why is a critical part of thinking and understanding and appreciating everything that we do. So these are some ideas which I think as parents we should be aware of, we should be supportive of, we should participate to whatever extent that we can. I just have one practical piece of advice, which may or may not be relevant to everyone, and that is, you know, sometimes we want to learn with our children. And it's a very natural thing. We should. We're supposed to. It's a mitzvah to learn with our children. But sometimes I think it's wise to learn with them something other than what they're learning in school. And the reason for that is not to cover up for the inadequacies of the school. Not at all. Chas v'cholila. But it rather is because when we study with our children what they're learning in school, invariably their attitude is, you're trying to test me, or worse than that, you're trying to catch me, or, you know, like, they take it personal. And sometimes if we get involved in a little argument with them, we don't disagree, it could get very, very challenging. But when we learn something else together, it's just, we're studying this together, there's nobody's testing me, and nobody is challenging me. It's a whole different story, and I think that sometimes that could be a good piece of advice. Anyway, I just hope and pray that your children this year and in their future years will find great success, will find the ability to stand tall against the challenges that face them in this very difficult world and generation in which we live, and that you'll be zoche to see from them great nachas, and together may we all share in their simchas. And I want to wish everybody a ksibach sima tova, and a year just of nachas and the best of health and success for you, your families, and your children.